don't know. I used to pick on you so you would break up with me and I didn't have to marry you.
Yay. Why didn't it work?
I don't know. Because we were meant to be.
Ugh.
We're soulmates.
Oh.
I don't believe in that crap.
You don't believe in soulmates?
Not really. You could find a lot of people you love.
Totally disagree. You're such an ass sometimes.
Why? You get,
you know, I've never called you that before, but you call me that all the time. But that was asinine.
Does it
so
feel
many...
good to call me that, though? It feels
no,
freeing.
No.
Oh, I like
think
it.
I think your behavior is asinine.
Listen, why is it you could be in love more than one time? And why do people find love
several
times?
If your husband or wife dies,
yes,
then you can find a second possible
second
soulmate.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, there's a lot of people for a lot of people. Some may be better suited for others, but you could still manage. Are you horrified? All right, we're soulmates. Does that make you happy?
Yay, we're right, soulmates. La 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 la.
Time to climb down my apple tree. What is that called? Oh, little play soulmate. I mean, it's sweet that you believe that, but it's, you know, a little bit of bunch of crock. But okay.
It's not.
It's sweet. You're sentimental and you think that we're meant to be, blah, blah, blah. But, but really, you know.
Now,
I don't know. Okay.
What are you looking for?
I think that people, when they break up, they find love again and they find love again and they find love again. And the people who don't find love, I don't know what's wrong with them.
There's a difference between finding love and being with a soulmate.
What is the difference?
Finding love is somebody that I don't know. I don't think Donald Trump, I don't think each of those women that he's married are his soulmates.
Who was? Ivanka?
Yeah, Ivanka was. Donald, darling, where are you? When I need you, darling. She's Zsa Zsa Gabor's sister. Ava Gabor's and Zsa Zsa's sister. Wasn't
like,
there a third sister?
Yeah, where is she? She's
Wasn't there
in
a
the
third?
Closet, Gabor. I don't know. Look her up. What is a soulmate, though? Like, what does it mean to you? I don't... What?
A soulmate is someone that you're... That's... It's so obvious that you're a complete... Set you're
Who
when
is
you're
it
together
obvious
to you,
but what if it's just obvious to you?
No, it's obvious to other people too. Anyone who knows us goes, oh my god, how did you find each other? Like, we complete each other,
whatever.
And you don't mind if I say you're an ass?
I like it.
You like it when
it's
I spank you
of,
too, don't you?
Of, it's kind of exciting. When you call me names. Do you know what I read? That women, when they were ovulating, usually choose a man who's kind of like aggressive, you know, because they're looking for a little action. Because when you're ovulating, you have the desire to procreate.
That makes sense.
Okay. But now women, so many women are on the pill. And what the pill does, the birth control pill, suppresses those hormones that give you that huge desire to ovulate.
That's why women are always marrying. They always want to find somebody who's sensitive.
Yes, because we're looking for a friend.
I want a friend and a boy. I want a sensitive
right.
boy.
We don't need...
Who cries.
That manly man. We need a shopping buddy and someone who
will help
us.
You're not going to find that here.
No, you don't like to shop. You like it a little. Oh, come
on. I like
on.
To shop for drapes. But not for friggin'.
You like to shop for knobs.
I like knobs.
Yeah, you always you love to buy knobs for all our drawers and everything.
I'm a decorator at heart.
He really is.
But that
is.
Doesn't make me gay.
It's a little gay.
Look at
not that gay.
Courtney Cox's husband. What's his name? They design homes together.
What's his name? David Cox.
David Arquette Cox.
Imagine
she's
going
Courtney,
through life like
she's
that.
She's Courtney Cox Arquette, and he's Cox Courtney Arquette David.
Imagine going through life with the name like Cox. That's just not right. What kind, is that Irish?
I told you that I met somebody who had a friend named Anita Boner.
That's hilarious.
Anita Boner.
I was a counselor. I was a counselor, and the girl's name was Karen Dickstein. And then the boy that in when I was a psychologist in Brooklyn, in a high school in Brooklyn, this boy that I was counseling, his name was Understanding Johnson. Like, how can you do that to a kid? What? I mean, no wonder he has problems. If your name was Understanding Johnson, wouldn't you have problems? That's not a name. That's like a mini series about a dysfunctional penis. Greg and Stephanie's Life Is Mean.